This is for a better life.
فرمود بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, "I have been sent to complete noble manners."
Sheikh Javed Akbari, the researcher on Islamic studies from Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Because our program is titled For a Better Life, a question I may ask is, what are we supposed to do in our life in order for us to live a better life, have a better living condition, and ensure a better future in our lives? There is no doubt as to the fact that a better life is not about getting a better living condition. It's not about money, it's not about wealth. It is just about changing how we see the life we have right now. A better life is not about material status, as I said, but about a life filled with hope, possibility, and a sense of realness. A better life is not about material comfort, but about a life filled with dedication, with selflessness, tolerance, forgiveness, and acts of kindness and compassion. So a better life is not bigger houses or faster cars. It's all how we handle the present life. It is about worldview and about our attitude, of course. Whether you are poor, whether you are rich, you still can have a better life. There are a lot of things that one needs to have in order to ensure a better life. There are a lot of things for a person to do in order to make sure that he lives a better life, of course. If you want to live a better life, you can start establishing good habits today. Life is short, so why actually waste it living like you have got eternity to live? Because it's short, we need to live a life which is very much corresponding to the needs and requirements of this life. It is important that we know we as human beings have this one chance to make the best out of life, because the moment death calls, it's all over. Indeed, if you want to live a better life, stop making excuses for yourself. You need to tell yourself every day that you aren't good enough. You tell yourself every day that you aren't worth it. And of course, stop saying that.
At this time, we have a short break, and then we'll listen to the continuation of the speech of Sheikh Javed Akbari.
We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor, cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact, to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
You're listening to For a Better Life from IRIB English Radio.
You should not tell yourself day and night and day in and day out that you don't deserve what others have, of course. You think you are weak, you think you don't deserve a single thing that comes your way. That is a negative attitude. You should not think like that. You shouldn't make excuses for yourself in order to live a better life. You deserve it. And of course, you know that. You just don't have the guts to do it. Sometimes, of course, laziness and sometimes a lack of confidence obstructs you from doing something. That's why you don't do anything. You don't move an inch. You don't say anything. You don't take the first step to accomplish your goals because you are scared. We understand it, of course. It is scary to jump out of your comfort zone. It is terrifying to make the effort to accomplish a dream that may or may not come true. You don't have the guts to do it. So otherwise, of course, you deserve it. But look, if you don't try, then it will never ever happen. You should stop saying you cannot do. Stop saying you are too weak or too timid. Stop saying you don't have time. And stop saying that you aren't worth it and that you don't deserve it. Stop complaining. Stop promising yourself something and never following through with it. And you have to stop disappointing yourself, of course. The only thing stopping you is you alone. The only person pushing you not to do it is you. The only person stopping you from accomplishing your goals is you. All you should do is throw away your fears, throw away all your doubts and your self-depreciating thoughts, throw away your negativity, and of course, if you want to live a better life, then you must commit to living a transformed life. And if you want to live a better life, you must learn to grow. And if you want to achieve success, success will not come to you overnight, but it can be achieved through daily improvement and through small increments over time. A better life cannot be achieved without hardship, without pain, without struggle. Strive to thrive. ليس للإنسان إلا ما سعى. If you don't work hard and if you don't struggle, you will never achieve your goals.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email, that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Dear brothers and sisters, time flies. 1 year can be gone faster than you can imagine. But if you have the intention to improve and commit to living a better life, you need to make up your mind and take action. Because as I said, you cannot achieve your goals unless you work hard, unless you strive. Because without pain, no gain is achieved, no gain is made. And the Quran rightly mentions and says that man does not achieve anything unless he works hard, unless he struggles. لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. So you will see significant improvement only if you work hard and commit yourself and give yourself some time for growth before you decide and quit and do something else. If you want to become a professional person, let us say an engineer or maybe a doctor or someone else, it will take you some 5 years, of course, or maybe more than 5 years, which may seem like a long time, but it's actually not a long time because it seems as if that you have passed 5 years and you have done nothing. So the next 5 years will surely arrive. The only question is, where will you be?
That was all for this program. Inshallah, we listen to other episode of this program, For a Better Life, same time, same channel. Fi amanillah.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. It's all I need. Your love is all I need. It's all I need. Your love is all I need. All I need. Your love is all I need. Oh, 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 oh. Love is all I need.